Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Always makes us happy when you take time to listen to the show. Pam and Ricky join me today as we break down the Port Orleans resorts down at Walt Disney World. We're talking French Quarter. We're talking Riverside. We dive into the room types, the dining options, transportation, recreation, the pools, and much more, getting you excited because these resorts are back open here in just about 6 weeks. It's been a bit, but you can get back to your Port Orleans resorts here soon. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Book your next trip with the great agents over at the Magic for Less. It costs you nothing extra to use their great services, and they're going to get you the best deal possible on that Disney vacation. And if you mention the Be Our Guest podcast when you fill out that quote form over at themagicforless.com, you and I are going to be planning that trip together. It'll be a lot of fun. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. One extra click does mean a lot to supporting the show. So when you shop online at Amazon, just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Also, thank you sincerely to our patrons who allow us to put this show out 3 to 4 times every week all around the world. Couldn't do it without you. And our patrons get a bonus show called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. If you'd like to support the show on Patreon, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1963 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Probably didn't even know it was Friday here in the States. You're like, wait, it's Thursday. Nope, it's Friday. It was a 4-day work week. So congratulations. Take another 2 days off. After you get through today, work hard. Work hard and then have a good weekend. Today, we're going to do one of my favorite kind of shows. We are going to hop in and talk about two, not one, because one would be what a regular podcast would do. We're giving you two. We're going to talk about two great Walt Disney World resorts because these old friends have been kind of just taking a vacation. Speaking of vacations, these two resorts just got up and left us for the past couple of years, and boy, do I miss both of these places, and I'll tell you why. I have a few reasons that you might not think about as to why Disney's Port Orleans resorts are a great place to hang your hat or your Mickey ears or even your running sneakers. It's a great place to go. So today, to go down to the Bayou or whatever we have, or down to Nolens, we're going to have a good time with this. We have Ricky. She's from themouseforless.com, and she is definitely not drinking coffee right now as we're recording. What's up, Ricky?
I'm almost there, Mike. I'm almost there.
Yeah, there you go. So you got it. Now you got it. That's cool. There you go. A little Tiana. Okay.
See, there you go. You know what? I am ready for a great Friday / Saturday / Sunday. So let's get this weekend kicked off all right by talking about Port Orleans Resorts. I am so excited.
That's what we're doing. So excited. I can't wait either. We're heading out to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania with the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, how's it going? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's going great. I just am looking forward to, I know it just seems like I just got back, but I am taking a short Disney cruise soon.
Of course.
I know, right? You have to take advantage of right now the ships with hardly any people on.
Correct.
Yeah,
I know, right? It's going to be like when Walt Disney World first opened up. So looking forward to that, planning, putting some final touches on all of that. So exciting.
Nice. That's awesome.
All right. Awesome. So let's first thing, before we even jump into this, somebody calls you today from Disney and they're like, guess what? You get a free stay this weekend. Pack your bags. You get to go and you get to stay either at French Quarter or Riverside this weekend. You got to pick one right now on this call, and you can't phone a friend. You can't do a 50-50. None of that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire stuff. You got it. All of a sudden, it's like tick, tick, they got 10 seconds. You got to tell me. Which one are you picking between French Quarter and Riverside? Ricky, which one are you picking? You got 10 seconds.
I am picking French Quarter, and the reason is the fact that that is the resort I haven't stayed at yet. So I'm picking French Quarter.
Okay, that's a good answer. Okay, Pam, what about you? They're asking. All of a sudden, Disney calls, tick, 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 tick. You can't go on your cruise. You got to go to one of the Port Orleans resorts. Where are you staying?
I am actually going to stay at Riverside, and I'll tell you why. Because it's hot right now, and you're going to be in the pool a lot. And Riverside has not only the main pool, but it also has some quiet pools, which I think are a big plus to have at the Disney resort. So that's why I'm going to pick that one.
And I will hold off on mine to break the tie here in just a bit. But we're gonna start off by talking about Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter Resort with a little background here. I'm going to be a little historian. And did you know, because this is one of the things that I find interesting. I love like the backstory. I love that Art of Animation at one point was just that scary looking side that didn't get finished at Pop Century. I remember those days when you'd look across the Hourglass Lake and you're like, what's going on over there? It looks a little scary. So, you know, now it's a great resort. It's vibrant. People everywhere. It's awesome. Port Orleans French Quarter used to be called Disney's Port Orleans Resort. That's what its name was. And this was, I don't know if any of the other resorts, but after the 9/11 attacks in 2001, this resort was also shuttered for quite a long time. Pam, is that not right? I think this resort went down for a long time. Like it was out of the inventory, just like it was now.
It was. Yeah, it was. It was one of the resorts that just wasn't reopened for a period of time because it just didn't need to be. Right. So yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yep. Cause I mean, it's the smallest Walt Disney World resort room wise. Little quaint place. Okay. Let me give you the description that we have on the Mouse for Less. You can check out the resort guys. I talk about them all the time in the ads. I'm not kidding. Go by, check them out. They're awesome. It says the festivity of Mardi Gras. Intricate railings, cobblestone streets, and courtyards of flowers capture the spirit and romance of New Orleans French Quarter. Dine on Creole delicacies, plunge into Doubloon Lagoon with its fantastic water slide, or relish the Mardi Gras atmosphere. Dazzling detail, bayou excitement, and all that jazz can be had for a song. Whoever wrote that, that's pretty good. And whoever wrote that was trying to trip me up with all those big fancy words. And I'm just saying, you don't have to wear LSU attire when you stay at Port Orleans French Quarter, but it is recommended. I'm just saying, if you're dressed like Ed Orgeron or, you know, you have on some LSU stuff, bonus points for you for French Quarter. So, Ricky, let me ask you this. French Quarter, when I gave you that kind of quick little one hit there of what Disney describes it as. What comes to mind when you think of French Quarter?
Definitely Mardi Gras. Just the feel of that resort is overwhelmingly, you know, fun and lighthearted. And it's just all the bright colors and you've got the masks and everything that all the things that resemble Mardi Gras are so prevalent here. That's immediately kind of what I think about when I think of this resort. You know, I also think about how small it is. You're right, it is one of the smaller moderates, of course. And I really enjoy that fact too, you know, that it's such a small and quaint resort. And I think quaint is like the perfect word for it.
So Pam, I agree with everything you just said, everything right on. Let me ask you this, Pam. Okay, here's what I'm thinking about Port Orleans French Quarter. Let me see if I'm right. I would say it's one of the least Disney-themed resorts on property. However, it's one of the best-themed resorts on property. But what I mean is you don't see a lot of Disney like you would at Pop Century, Art of Animation, you know, some of those resorts. But I would say the theming of this resort, because it is trying to go for the New Orleans French Quarter feel, and it like oozes it with the music, the hitching posts on the little cobblestone streets, the beads that you get sometimes when you check in, the doubloons. The theming is like, I mean, if you're going theming, this is 10 out of 10.
It is. And I think that one of the things that really hit that home for me one of the first times I was staying there was we were walking through the resort in the evening. I think actually we had gotten there in the late afternoon and, you know, we had gotten to our room and unpacked and just were like breathing that sigh that you breathe when you're on vacation, right? Okay, I'm here. And it was dusk and we were walking through and the trees have this moss covered on it, right? Yeah. Like you would see in New Orleans, all that Spanish moss hanging from the trees. It was just getting to be dusk, and we're walking through literally what are these little roads that take you through there, right? These cobblestone brick roads that take you through what really looks like streets and houses with like balconies on it. And it just felt so much like New Orleans. It really, truly did. And I think that was part of the, I was like, oh my gosh, now I know why people love this resort so much, right? It really does transport you and gives you that kind of feeling. It has the jazz playing. Even the food court has those big masks that are used for Mardi Gras that are there in the food court. They really do a good job of having some food items in the food court restaurant that will that are unique, right? The beignets.
Oh yes, I was hoping you'd say that.
Those there.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, right. They also have at night in the lounge. Now this is pre-pandemic, of course, and we hope to see this again. But they had live music that was playing there too. That again just sort of added to that. And when you walk in, the main lobby is sort of in this atrium building, right? It's all glass at the top and it really lets light in. And you have sort of a fountain there where the, you can toss your doubloon, of course, that you received in that fountain. Mike's right. This is a resort that is really just themed. It follows the theme that it's supposed to. And they did a great job with it.
Here's what I would say for French Quarter, real quick. I would say, if you're honeymooning and you're not trying to break the bank on the honeymoon, which some people are, right? I mean, it's your honeymoon. This is your chance to maybe stay at the Polynesian or stay, you know, club level at the beach club. I get it, right? But say, you know, you have limited means, but you want to have a nice Disney honeymoon. This is where I would go. I mean, this is, it's just when you're, especially at night, we talk about Walt Disney World at night in the theme parks, but when you're walking through French Quarter in these little cobblestone streets, jazz music playing, they look like gas lights, you know, I mean, just like in the old days, man, this place is, I mean, I'm not the romance expert. I mean, I'm like an 8 out of 10 on romance. If you, you know, you've got to ask me, just trying to, you know, not tooting my horn here, but I know romance when I see it. This place has it. I mean, it's like, you got to kind of wipe it off. It's like Field of Dreams where like, you got to wipe the memories away from your skin. It's so thick. Oh, Ricky, am I right?
Romantic is exactly the other word I was going to give, you know, French Quarter, maybe not you, but French Quarter. Yes,
it is. Okay. So let's hit the rooms. Okay. Cause people want to know about, okay. So that's the theming. It's really, really, it's cool because like all the, you know, it's got the standard kind of like big buildings, but like every room, like every door is a different color, which makes it almost look like New Orleans. I mean, it's like, that's a crazy touch. Like they didn't just like color like this section of that, you know, that building, this floor, all the doors are red, these are purple. Nope, it's like every other door is a different, it's so cool. It's so cool and it looks different. Okay, so rooms, Pam, recently renovated. So this is a place to look at. However, here's the difference between French Quarter and Riverside. They don't have the fifth sleepers here. At least they didn't before pre-pandemic, and I don't know that they will.
They don't. So rooms accommodate up to 4 guests and 1 child under 2 in a crib, 2 or under in a crib. So remember that. But they, again, they have a feeling of this is how this room should feel, right? It is not over the top Disney themed. It just really isn't. So if that's what you're looking for, you're going to want to consider maybe one of the rooms over at the sister resort at Port Orleans Riverside, or one of the other things, one of the other resorts that have these storybook rooms that we talk about every now and then. The other thing is you're going to have 2 queen size beds. So that's going to be typical for you. There will be a small table with chairs. There's a dresser area. The television is there. And in the bathroom, then you'll have a vanity area with 2 sinks. And a door separates that vanity area from the shower area. That's one of the things I think that Disney has done so well, right?
So
that
split useful. Bath. If you, I mean, because in my situation, right. I mean, because like I'm, you know, I'm the dad and I have 2 daughters and a wife like that. I'm not kidding. Like, I mean, because right. They used to just have like curtains and the curtain was the greatest invention for a while. I'm like, okay, cool. I can like throw on my clothes real quick while everybody's like, stay in there. You know,
right.
You think it's not a big deal, but it really, it's practical. It helps.
It does. It helps everyone get ready in the morning. And like Mike said, not only is the vanity area sort of separate from the toilet and shower area, but you can also close the curtains to the rest of the room. So that really gives you some privacy as well there. A few things to know is, first of all, none of the rooms are going to have a private balcony, right? They all have an exterior entrance that leads onto this sort of shared balcony area. So keep that in mind. If that's important to you, then you'll want to consider maybe a different resort. You're also going to want to think about the room view that you have, right? You have the standard room, which could be a view of the parking lot or something else that you may not want to see. You can have the garden view room, which will give you more of a garden feel. And then, of course, the water view room, which can be at this resort of the Sasagula River, right? Or the pool area. And one other thing we have to talk about, and we will when we get to that point, but the recreation options, the area for the kids to play has been redone recently too. So.
Yeah, there's like a full-on playground right next to the pool, which is, if I was a kid, you know, because like when I was a kid, again, this is continuing on from Wednesday, when I was a kid, the best playgrounds were at McDonald's, and they were outside where the yes. slide would get 198 degrees, my parents dressed me in those little like shorts from Kmart that were like red with like a white stripe on the side, and like, you know, they weren't very long, so like you got roasted going down that slide being inside the Hamburglar jail. Yeah, I'm just saying, this is a nice playground. The kids are spoiled. It's too good.
Yeah. I miss the Hamburglar jail.
You'd sit on like those fry guys and bounce up and down.
Yes.
Yeah, those are the days.
Yes.
I mean, this playground is like, you could charge admission for this. Well, you are, because you're paying to stay at the resort, but it's awesome. Kids have it good. Okay, real quick, let's talk about the dining. We mentioned it quickly. It has a nice food court with lots of options called the Sasagula Float Works. Very good. Okay, here's one strike against this one. And I don't think this is the case at Riverside. At least it wasn't. You know where I'm going with this. French Quarter has a freestyle Coke machine. It has two of them. At least it did. And I hate those things. Oh, my God. You get an 8-year-old making a soda at a freestyle machine, come back in 20 minutes. Because they're gonna make the world's most crazy soda. And you're going to dehydrate while you wait for that 8-year-old to make the soda. So that's a strike against French Quarter. There's not a lot of them, but that's what. Okay. They do. Both resorts have a pool bar. Now, okay, we're talking pools here. So no quiet pools at French Quarter. There are quiet pools at Riverside. But the feature pools, smaller at French Quarter because the resort's smaller. However, Ricky, you haven't stayed there, right? You said you haven't been there yet?
I have not stayed there.
Okay. Yes. So this is one of the resorts, though, that like in a guidebook and on our resort guides, the Magic for Less, like, yes. Like when you see that slide, pool. That sea serpent, you just want to, like, I remember like my first time, I was like, I got to stay there, dude. I got to go down there.
I know, right?
That tongue on that sea serpent. Like that has got to be and it is pretty cool. I'm just saying it's right on the Sasagula River too. Like you can see the river while you're swimming.
It is like equivalent to rest in peace, clown pool. You know what I'm saying? Like it was like this pool and the clown pool were two of the pools that you immediately thought of when you thought of, you know, Walt Disney World, because the slide is just so epic here. I mean, who doesn't want to slide down the tongue of a lizard? Right. I mean,
it's sea serpent or something.
That's the way it is, right? Yeah.
It's fun. And it's just, again, everything is that aqua, purple, yellows, gold. It's just, I will say both resorts are a great place for runners to get your run on, because you can run up and down the Sasagula River, around Riverside, around French Quarter on those little streets early in the morning. It's great. So, how about recreation? Now, again, some of this we don't know. There's an arcade there, which that will probably reopen with the resort, I would imagine, because they're open other places. Carriage rides. Typically, they had those. We'll see if those come back. Yeah. Bike rentals, stuff like that, and the jogging trail and the playground. So, and there's, also, here's the step up. When you stay at a moderate, you get a hot tub over the values. That's something that the discount. Mm-hmm. It feels good.
So
transportation, nice. Both resorts, bus everywhere except Disney Springs. Under normal circumstances, I'm sure the boat service will return from French Quarter and from Riverside. Typically, there's a boat, boat. It's like a little pontoon boat that takes about 20 people at a time down to Disney Springs. But I will tell you what, hidden secret, this is a great ride. Like, even if you don't really want to go to Disney Springs, take the boat down and come back. It's awesome. You go by the tree houses. You go by, you know, I just love how Disney Springs opens up on the water if you come from Old Key West or the Port Orleans resorts. It's beautiful. Also around sunset, yeah. Ride those boats. One other pro tip for French Quarter, and I think this is the case, because this is a big deal for us. It might not be for you guys. As I recall, French Quarter has ceiling fans. Am I not right, Pam? Does French Quarter have? I think it does have ceiling fans.
And yes, some people have ceiling fans, though. That's something that, is important. And some of the resorts have them, but some of the resorts, when they've redone them, they took the ceiling fans out. So if that's something that's important to you, it's absolutely something that you'll want to consider. The other thing is, I wanted to mention, the kids' water play area in this resort was redone a couple years ago. It is fantastic, really and truly. To say that it's a really cool water play area for kids is not doing it justice at all. So that's worth checking out as well.
I'm trying to think, at French Quarter, they do have a store. Yeah, it's right there on the right as you pass through the main building. It's on your right there. And it's got some little groceries. Even though it's not a DVC, there are some little grocery items. But it's a pretty decent sized store. I'd say Riverside's a little bit bigger, but they're pretty comparable. And good stuff, though, too.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. So let's head over to Riverside, sister resort, just right down the way. And here's the thing too, big tip. If you stay at either one of these resorts, you're allowed. It is totally legal to go swim at either pool. That's a cool, that's a bonus. Yep. If you have kids and you're staying for a week, man, two feature pools, bonus. Oh, right. Also, before we leave French Quarter, here's an advantage of French Quarter over Riverside. One bus stop. You just go to the bus stop and then you get on the bus and you're out of there. Riverside, there's four bus stops because it's big. It's like Caribbean Beach or Coronado Springs, where you have to make a lap around the resort. Not really a big deal, but you know, some people like French Quarter because you only have one bus stop, and that's a good tip. Okay, Riverside. Should I read what it says about River? Oh, who wrote this? Because they're now look at what this one's titled for Riverside: The Romance of the South. I just said that French Quarter was romantic. Okay, now let's see what it says. Return to the charming days of riverboats and Mark Twain and discover this moderately priced resort. Courtly pillars, grand staircases, and splendid gardens blend with the Mississippi-style waterways and gracious southern hospitality. Mosey over to Alligator Bayou and discover its rustic architecture, front porches and meandering walkways, a stocked fishing hole, country-style pool, flowered fields, and two-story cottages create the nostalgic romance of down-home charm. I know, right? You're ready to book your trip? You're like, I got to go there.
Right?
I'm going to see Mark Twain. Exactly. Mark Twain's going to be shaking hands with Ben Franklin somewhere on this resort. Lives like in the American Adventure. It's going to be awesome. Anyway, so real quick, Pam, when I say Riverside, what comes to mind right off the bat for this one?
Just the South, a Southern, mansions and bayous. And again, we're going to see the moss hanging from the trees. I love the fact that this resort has two really distinct themes, right? You can stay in either the bayou rooms, which are more rustic themed, or you can stay in the mansion rooms, which are more mansion-y themed, right? I mean,
they're stately. They're more really stately. Yeah, like the Alligator Bayou, you've mentioned Spanish moss a couple of times, and I tell my wife this all the time on trips. I love Spanish moss because we don't have it here in the Midwest. And like when I used to drive, I would get amped up when I would start seeing Spanish moss on the trees in Georgia. Because I knew I'd try to find the first palm tree. And I'm like, okay, we're getting close. Like we're, you know, Spanish moss and palm trees, like we're getting close. And I just think it is so, I know it's kind of a pesky thing and people don't like it, but it just, to me, it's like vacation. Like I love the way it looks and it's all over the place at Riverside and French Quarter, but there's more trees and stuff at Riverside. But yeah, I would say you get two distinct feels at this resort, and I can't say I like one or the other. I think it's more of a practical aspect. So Pam, real quick, walk us through the differences besides just the aesthetics of more of rustic in Alligator Bayou, more majestic in the mansions. There are some distinct differences you need to think about for the two sections.
There are. So Riverside is actually one of the moderate resorts that can sleep up to 5 guests. And they do that by having a sort of pull down bed that sort of pulls down from this area under where they have mounted the TV. So instead of having a great big dresser at the foot of the beds or the wall opposite the foot of the beds, they actually have what just looks like a piece of furniture, has a handle on it, you pull down, and basically a smaller twin size bed pulls down from that and you can lay there. There still is storage. They sort of supplement the storage by having it, you know, at different locations. You're probably going to lose a little bit of storage in that space, but one of the good things that you can use instead is above the closet area, there's a shelf and you'll have a space to put things there as well. So consider that. Again, you're going to have the choices of different room views. And that can be important. At different times, I advise guests, you know what, if you can, the difference between the standard and the garden or the is sometimes not that much. You might want to consider that difference just because it, there's something about looking out your window and looking on something that's really pretty, right? I like that. Again, you're going to have the exterior doors. You're still going to have, though, the vanity area separate from the shower and the toilet and the curtain that separates it again. And there is a storybook room here. There are the princess rooms, and these are Princess Tiana's room. Mm-hmm. She sort of leaves a note for each guest in the room via the table. You'll find it there. And these are the rooms that on the headboards, when you press the button, there are fireworks that go off on the headboards. This is a really cute scene from Princess and the Frog. There's going to be lots of Princess and the Frog nods in these rooms. And I think they're really cute. And again, this is a different type of room. So you book this type of room. And I think it's really worth it for a lot of people to look into this. They aren't that much more. And they're just over the top theming. Definitely worth checking out.
When I stay at Riverside with the family, I always book a royal guest room. That's what they're called. And so, because they're, I mean, the fireworks are awesome. I mean, I'll be honest. Like those, I push that button. Pam mentioned it. I push that button. I tear it up. Like I'm just constantly like till I fall asleep. Because it's so cool. Like just to see that when you're laying in bed. I always say, I'm going to figure out how to do that at home. But then I get home and I forget about it. But the thing is too, here's another pro tip. Not only are you getting all those princess touches, like it looks like there's a magic carpet on the carpet.
Yes.
You know, the sink looks like it's a like a the genie little lamp. There's just little things like it. It's super cool if you're any kind of Disney fan. But they're also located in the center of the resort. So they're almost like a preferred location room on top of the princess theming. So it's kind of a bonus that you're not going to be way out in the boonies. If you book this, you're going to be in a prime location. So that's kind of
That's a great point, too. And the other thing is, in these rooms, too, and this is so funny. So when these rooms first open, there are some silhouettes or some pictures of different princes, not princesses, princes. And they have their name there. And one of them is Prince Adam.
Mm.
Right? And not that's the one that trips the most people up because you may not know who Prince Adam is. And again, when Mike gives his choice at the end, I will tell you who Prince Adam is. So think about that.
That's very interesting because, you know, I've heard sometimes that that's not like real, but the fact that it's actually the fact that Disney actually
it's in the room.
It's in the room. I'm going to say it's real. So, okay. All
right. But here's the one that got me on my last trip when we stayed in a princess room. It would just said Paisley Park under it. And I was like, okay, Paisley Park. Think on that one for a few minutes. Okay. Ricky's too young. Okay. So I crack myself up. Some of our listeners are laughing right now and some are just like, okay, I don't get it either. So we got the fifth sleeper. That's a big bonus. If you got a family of five, Riverside is the place to hang your head. Yes. Now, one other thing I want to mention in the Alligator Bayou, which I didn't stay there forever because I'm such a fan of the mansions, but I did stay there during a Run Disney weekend and it was really cool. Cause I mean, really when you're walking to those rooms at night, I mean, it's not scary, but it feels like you're like in the woods.
No kidding. You're in the bayou.
Right. You're going over like little bridges and stuff or these little creeks and there's woods. It's pretty sweet. But I will say in those Alligator Bayou rooms, they're is no elevator, and there are only two stories, but there is no elevator. And I've seen guests, and I don't recommend this, but I have seen guests chuck their luggage off the second floor because there's no elevator. Don't do that. I'm just saying, like, don't do that. But there are no elevators in those buildings, just so you have a heads up. So if you need an elevator, request the mansions. That's something you don't think about, but it's just, that's why we're doing this show.
For sure.
So Ricky, what else about Riverside stands out to you? Because we haven't talked about the food court. We haven't talked about transportation. Talk to us about some of that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the food court is, you know, one of those great food courts that Disney has. Of course, you know, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Yeehaw Bob. Hopefully he comes back, he obviously plays at the River Rouge Lounge there. So hopefully he will be back. I know that's such a small place though, so I don't know if he will yet or not, but hopefully he will. There's also a table service restaurant here. There is not one at French Quarter, This one does have boat rights. Boat rights didn't get the best rap before COVID. So hopefully if it returns.
I think it's fine. I mean, I've eaten there a few times, and I mean, it's fine. I mean, it's not like a headliner restaurant, but I mean, I thought the food was fine. But again, I'm kind of just a regular guy, so.
True. I just know that it wasn't always one of those places that people talked about.
No,
so,
you didn't you didn't go from like Coronado Springs over to Boat Rights or, you know.
No, and I mean, there's definitely like restaurants at Moderates that you go to for
exactly. But I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah. So I don't know. Hopefully maybe that changes as we move forward. But yeah, that's kind of the big things. Of course, there's a pool bar that they have as well. Now the pool here is not as, it's not necessarily as exciting as, you know, sliding out of a sea serpent, lizard, whatever you want to call it. It's more of a like regular kind of pool.
It kind of reminds me, you know what it reminds me of? And I never went there, but it reminds me of like River Country Slide. It's just kind of like, it's like a Huck Finn type feel. You see all the like, above you when you're in this pool, there's all these almost looks like gutters that are kind of getting the water like from one place to the next. And some of it's leaking out, so you know you can drip on you while you're in the pool. But it's got that Mark Twain, like, you know, it does. I mean, it fits the theme very well. It's got that just like they just kind of threw it together kind of feel.
Yes.
And the slide is really cool too.
It is. It is a good slide. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty fast.
Yeah. Of course, there's a hot tub. You have the arcade as well. Hopefully that will be coming back. A playground here too. A couple of the unique things that they have here, though, they do have, I mean, obviously, pre-COVID, they had the horse-drawn carriage rides here. They also had Surrey bike rentals here and bike rentals. And then they had the fishing hole, which is kind of a really cool little thing that they had. You know, not many resorts can you say what you can go fishing at the resort, and you know, I mean, it's like old-timey fishing. You fish with a cane pole. I mean, you know, it's like, I mean, how often can you say you get to do that? So that is kind of cool too. And they have campfires on the bayou, Movies Under the Stars too. So you know, this resort, it's just, they have a lot of great recreation. Hopefully a lot of it comes back, you know, when the resort actually opens. But it was always one of those resorts where if you stayed there, you wanted to make sure you spent time at the resort because you wanted to be able to experience some of the recreational options that they had.
Right. Yeah. Right. And again, a great food court with lots of good options, you know, even for the picky eater, but also, you know, there's some, obviously these resorts have like French Quarter has beignets. There's like good Southern, think Cracker Barrel, but a little nicer kind of foods, you know, like fried, you know, like country fried steak, stuff like that at the food court. Biscuits in the morning, you know, with various kinds of combinations with what you're going to get on the biscuit. But it's a fun place to stay with a nice store, arcade. This one, you know, as you walk around French Quarter, you're going to hear jazz music playing. As you walk around Riverside, as I recall, there's no background music playing because it's so big. It's more, if you're in Alligator Bayou, you kind of hear crickets. I don't think there is any background music, Pam, is there? I mean, am I missing that? But it's too big. It's too spread out.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, it seems like at different places when you're around the resort, you're going to hear, like, I'm always like, where is that speaker? Because, like, at different times, you know, it just seems like it's coming I don't know, from wherever, from the sky. Definitely around the pool, you're going to hear some good music. And I remember sitting by the pool one day and thinking, you know what, this background loop is just so appropriate for this resort. And it was just a lot of, you know, really cool kind of jazz music from that point in time. So, yeah, you're right. I'm not sure that there is one down there by the mansion.
But here's the thing, like Riverside has a lot of ambient sounds anyway, like Ricky mentioned with the horse-drawn carriages when they have those. Even if you're not a person who's on the carriage enjoying that, what I enjoy is I could be on the other side of the river over at the mansions and I hear the clip-clop of the horse. And like, I mean, that takes you perfectly to where you are in that resort, hearing the hooves, you know, the horseshoes, clip-clop.
Yes.
I love that.
It's
just like, and then I'm always taking pictures of it. Like, I'm like, because the thing is, if you're over by your room in the mansions and it's, you know, the horse-drawn carriage is going on that other side towards French Quarter, you got the river in front of you. And don't discount the Sasagula River. We mentioned that for a second. It's a brown river. It's not the most pretty color, but it works. It is because it's supposed to be like the Big Muddy. It's supposed to be like the Mississippi.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's exactly. When you get up super early in the morning before they start running the boats, it's flat as glass. Because I run real early, sometimes before the sun comes up, and right at sunrise, you can get some amazing Riverside. I tell people that stay there, it's like staying in a postcard, because if you get up at sunrise at Riverside. And you're a picture person, like you're a photo bug, like to take pictures, get a picture of the Sasagula at sunrise when it's flat as a pancake. It's like glass. And then the cool thing about Riverside is that they have these bridges. There's a few bridges that get you over the Sasagula. They're so cool looking. They're like old trestle bridges. And they just pop in pictures. This resort, more than any, Pam, I mean, French Quarter the same because of the colors. But this one, it's more the architecture as to why I take pictures.
100%. And you have that huge paddle wheel there right by the food court. They have that sort of gristmill, like a faux gristmill sort of going with the wheel there, the water wheel. That's so awesome. They also have this great big, looks like a water tower, right? That had it at Riverside as well. It is. I agree with you, Mike. Like that area is so easily photographed. You get some great pictures through there. And in addition, by the pool area, there are these huge old trees there. There's even one where there's like a story there for that tree. Again, they have a great playground for kids in near that area too. But there are just some gorgeous pictures throughout that whole area at both sides of the resorts. It really does lend itself to some awesome photo opportunities.
So it's strange because, you know, as we wrap this up, and that's kind of just to get you some, you know, I know a lot of us have stayed there, but it's been out of the, you know, both these hotels have been not an option here for the past, you know, couple of years. So we want to kind of remind you of what they have and what what you might want to consider on your next trip. But the thing about them is neither one have a lot of Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck. They really don't have any. You know, they do have the princess rooms at Riverside. And the thing is, I think a lot of folks who are going to Disney are like, I don't think I could stay there because I'm going to Walt Disney World because I want to see Mickey Mouse. But I think once you give it a chance, maybe not on your first trip, but maybe is your first trip, you're like, I was in a totally different place. And not only a different place, but I was in a different time period. I felt like things slowed down for a little bit. And it's weird how the environment can make you mentally kind of reset. Because when I'm at both of these resorts, I totally feel like I'm not in 2021 in the fast-paced world, at least while I'm there. You know, and take a resort day. Ricky mentioned that. If you're going to stay at these resorts definitely. That are fun, don't just sleep there and shower there. Spend time there. So that's kind of it for Ricky. Any final thoughts for you on these two resorts?
Well, I just wanted to share, because I don't think we mentioned the resorts. Both of them are reopening in October. Okay. Riverside should be the 14th of October, and French Quarter should be the 28th of October. Of course, these dates can change, you know, but that should be where we're at. So we're close enough. I feel like that's probably going to happen. So I just wanted to share that they're actually opening up really, really soon. So they're great resorts to stay at. Again, French Quarter is still on my bucket list. So, you know, I really need to make sure that I get over there sooner rather than later. It's a great resort. I love visiting it. And, you know, Riverside, again, another great fantastic, like we've kind of reiterated, romantic resort, I feel like, is just, I think both of these resorts scream romance, to be perfectly honest. So, these resorts are just fantastic and so well done and so well themed. And, Disney, not everything has to have, Disney.
Right. Art, right. That's the whole thing is, but until you've stayed a few times, it's hard to get past that. So, okay, here's what I'm picking French Quarter just because I haven't stayed there in quite a while. I've always picked Riverside. So I'm with Ricky. I'm going to go to French Quarter. However, I'm going to get my Coke Zeros. I'm getting my Coke Zeros over at Riverside's food court because I don't want to deal with the freestyle machine. And I'll swim over at the, what's it called? The big, the hole. What's the pool called at Riverside?
Old Man Island.
Yeah. I'm swimming there. And the pool bar is called Muddy Waters. So, I'm going to stay at French Quarter, go down the Serpent's Tongue. I'm getting a beignet. This is why you want to stay at these resorts. Think about all this stuff.
Exactly.
I can stay at French Quarter, have a ceiling fan. I can go down the Sea Serpent's Tongue. I can go get a beignet, pack of beignets. They're Mickey shaped, by the way.
And some of them do have alcohol in them.
Well, yeah, they do. I'm not doing that. I'm just getting them straight.
They do, yeah.
Extra powdered sugar.
Just throw that out there.
Put them in the bag. Shake them up with the extra powdered sugar. Then I'm getting my regular Coke Zero from a normal Coke machine where I don't have to wait 20 minutes behind an 8-year-old. I'm going to go to Muddy Waters, get a margarita, and swim at Old Man Island. And maybe catch a fish. Who knows? I probably won't catch a fish.
Wow.
All right. So that's where I'm doing. Okay, Pam, close it out. Tell us what your final thoughts and what's the deal with Adam. And Ricky still doesn't know the Paisley Park thing, I don't think.
I know who Prince Adam is.
Prince Adam is actually the Beast from Beauty and
Correct.
The Beast.
Okay. Exactly. So, see, I knew that.
Yeah, I know, right? So you don't really remember that. I think that these resorts are really some beloved resorts, right? French Quarter in particular has a huge fan base of people who are just enamored with this resort, I think because it is the smallest resort. And there are definitely benefits to that. If you have mobility issues or things like that, it's just easier to navigate. So I know that there will be so many people glad to see this, these resorts open back up. And the great news is that you're going to be able to stay there during the Walt Disney World 50th anniversary, Yay! Which of course starts October 1st and goes for 18 months.
So exciting.
I know, right? It is so exciting. It's really exciting. I think that either of these resorts is a good choice. It really is. Coronado, of course, gets a lot of publicity right now because it has the towers and that's the newest part of that resort. And it has some great dining locations. And Caribbean Beach, of course, gets a lot of publicity because it is a Skyliner resort.
Correct.
It's right there on the Skyliner and it's a big resort. But don't discount Port Orleans. I know that these are some of the favorites of many guests. And I think it absolutely is worth checking out if that is a possibility for you.
I say this all the time. Everybody's like, what's your favorite resort? So right now, man, I'm so fired up. I'm like, it's Port Orleans. Which one? I don't care. I'm so fired up.
We're gonna It doesn't matter.
Just put me there. I don't care. Yeah, but that's the truth.
What's your favorite Disney resort?
Yeah,
the resort you stayed at last or the resort you talked about last.
The last one I stayed at. That's exactly right.
Yes,
so here's the thing, too. You can book these rooms right now. You don't have to wait till mid-October to do this. We can get you set up with that. So again, as we wrap today's show up, happy Friday, by the way. This show always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So swing by. We've been using the resort guides. Just go to the top of the page where it says Walt Disney World. Then click on resorts. Pick your resort. Look at the pictures, the room layouts. Like right now, I'm looking at the room layout where it shows you where the beds are located, where the tables and the chairs are, and the bathroom and the bathtub and all that stuff. I mean, that stuff's important when you're thinking about how you're going to logistically handle your vacation. All the information's there. So check it out. Talk to the family. Say, hey, we want to stay in one of these royal guest rooms. That sounds like fun for our next trip. Check it out. Maybe you want to go to French Quarter and listen to some jazz music and eat beignets. Nothing wrong with that. Any other resort you want to stay, we can handle that too. So drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that quote form. We'll take great care of you and we'll get you set up for that magical Disney vacation for no extra cost to you. So check it out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. One extra click means a lot to us. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And also thank you so very much to our patrons for allowing us to put the show out there 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. We couldn't do it without you. and we appreciate your support so much. If you'd like a bonus show every week called Mike in the Midwest, just drop by patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. Give us a call this Sunday night. It's you, me, and Scotty G on Facebook and YouTube. Join us at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern at that location, Facebook and YouTube, and give us a call. We'll be talking Disney with you. All right, it's time to... Oh, we forgot our social media. Be Our Guest Mike, at Ricky Nibs, at TMFLT Pam. Look for us in the Magic for Less Travel on Instagram. It's a good follow as well. Lots of great stuff there. So until we get back together again on Monday, for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.
Well, so what's funny is you and Pam would be good at having a dog because you both taught elementary school for long. It's a lot of those same behavior techniques.
True. It is. It's all about consistency and reinforcement, basically.
Yes. For real. But, and it's easier with a dog because the treats.
Yes.
But I'm the same way, though. Like, you know, I mean, except for a milk bone, like, give me a Reese's peanut butter cup. I really would do anything.
Pumpkins are out, and they're the best anyway.
Yes, so. They are. Oh, my goodness.
So I just got back from my in-laws.
The eggs are pretty good, too, though.
Eggs are good, too.
The Reese's eggs and the trees, they're not quite as good. But
everything's better than a standard Reese's.
Everything is better than a standard Reese's. You are correct, which is sad.
But also, it is.
I mean, look, if you're going to give me a regular Reese's, I'm not going to, thumb my nose at it. But, like, you know, if you're going to give me a choice between a pumpkin Reese's and a regular Reese's, I'm going for the pumpkin. So,
Thomas, we're going to use this on the show. You only need one. But we're going to use that on the show and make it sound like 5 minutes long. So just so you know, you only need one. Save money. Okay. But we love you asking. Thank you for that. But it'll be on the show once we start. I will say, last story. We had a pinata. So we celebrated my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, and my sister-in-law's birthdays today because they're all within 4 days of each other. So that's where I just got back from. But we had, so they're all obviously not kids, right? My father-in-law, mother-in-law, and sister-in-law. She's 43 or something.
Nope,
anyway, we had a pinata. Right. Dude, the pinata was awesome. Who busted it? This dude right here. Stuff went scattered all over the yard. But this, okay, you pinatas though? Usually have like really terrible candy, right?
Well,
dude, this pinata. No, I don't know if it came prepackaged or not. Maybe it didn't. You're right. Maybe they packed it.
Most of the time they do not come prepackaged.
Oh, really? I didn't know. We haven't bought one since Paige was like six. Anyway, dude, this thing had like caramel M&Ms, Reese's peanut butter cups, 100 grand bars. It was, because I didn't know what was in it, dude. I busted that thing, stuff went flying. I was like, oh my God, this is good stuff. I was like, get out of my way, because there were some kids there. You know, like Mallory and
Mike,
my niece.
Knocking down the children.
Like, knock it off. Get out of the way.
I'm getting this.
Yes. I was like, get out of the way. This is real stuff. We're not playing. And there were Smarties, but I mean, I just skipped over those. I mean,
I remember right from having pinatas as kids, like, you got to fill the pinata with what you wanted.
You should be able to buy them pre-stuffed. I mean, come on. It should be a surprise.
Well, I mean, you should, but like, then if you wanted like the whole thing to be Reese's, you could make the whole thing to be Reese's.
There were a lot of cups. And my little nephew, Austin, who's 3 or 4, dude, he was destroying the peanut butter. The little gold ones. He was destroying those cups.
Yeah, but here, that was going to be my next thought. Can we just say that the mini little gold, mini little cups are not even close?
They're way better. The little ones are way better.
No, they're all tiny.
Yeah, the little gold ones, the mini ones taste way better than the big ones because I don't know why they're a little crunchier, like on the edges or something. Oh my God, I could destroy a bag of those things. Oh, those are way better. Yes.
No, they're not.
Pam, where do you fall? The regular size, the mini ones
pumpkin,
are so
regular size mini.
No, like the ones that come in the bag with the gold wrappers. Oh, so
yeah,
good.
I know what you're talking about.
I do not like the little tiny ones.
Thank
really?
You, exactly.
I've never met anybody
no,
that's wrong
you know
like
why?
This.
Because I honestly don't like the chocolate that's used in Reese's.
And so
I like the
chocolate.
Shapes. Yes. Yeah. There's
really?
So much chocolate on those little ones.
Yeah.
The shapes have so much less chocolate.
That's true.
And so much
better.
More peanut
it's
butter.
True. It's true. It's true. It's true. Huh. She's right. She's right. That's why I prefer my goes shapes, then regular Reese's. Than the little minis.
Mine probably goes minis, shapes, regular cups, but I'll eat all three. I love them all.
I mean, I'll eat all three. It's yeah, not like so. It's, I'm not going to sneeze at it.
This
like
is why you come early for the shows. This is the important stuff. Forget the Disney
stuff. This is the important stuff, yes.
Solving all the problems of the world. All right, let me...